going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We don't have to be apologetic for Shedeur Sanders not getting drafted. 32 teams didn't draft him. They got 6 more rounds left in this draft and the opportunity for him to go pro. Sometimes we have an affinity for these kids. Like Dan does breakdowns. Dominique, we've all been doing drafts for a long time. We want to see them live their dreams. We want to see them drafted where they want to be drafted. But that's not always the case. I wanted Lamar Jackson to be a top 5 pick. He ended up going 32nd. I love what Dan said. We are not in mourning. It happens every single year where somebody doesn't get drafted where people think they're going to get drafted.
Swagoo. Part of the NFL Live Show.
Yeah.
I saw yesterday, I was watching, and they're talking running back. Mina Kimes made a point about running back, which is adjacent to a point that I keep making, which is, she said, you're going to draft a running back. If your offensive line's in good shape, do it. And the return of the running back to me is about just an understanding of you're going to get different results. It's a position dependent on other positions. You know, don't draft a running back and think it's going to fix your offensive line. That's what the Steelers do. That's dumb.
Yeah.
Drafting a running back because your offensive line is sweet or signing one, that's what the Eagles did. That's what the Ravens did. That's what the Bills have. And I'd like to apply that point to everything. The MVP race, for example. When you talk to Bills fans about the receiver idea, well, they have a good offense. Why do you need a receiver? And, you know, whatever. I know I'm obsessed with receiver. It's okay. We're going to talk about other positions to get there. But I don't understand how anyone would view having Josh Allen as, oh, it's now okay to not have good players at that position. Mm-hmm. The goal should be great players with great players. You actually get more out of that. And instead, I think sometimes in football what people tend to do is, oh, I have a great player here. Now I can get somebody not as good to go with them. And I don't know why that's ever the goal to do that. So that's my little rant on that. Also, the Bills drafted Max Hairston, Mad Max, the fastest player in the draft. Are they allowed to do that on offense? Or is it only defense that can have the really fast guys? You know, McDermott said you can't just be fast. You got to be a football player too. Mm-hmm. Hairston is. Maybe, whatever, a fast receiver can't show that unless he run blocks. I don't know. I'm sure they're going to get a speedy receiver today or tomorrow. And, yep. It'll satisfy me for now. Anyway, 803-0550. Mad Max. Max Hairston. His Insta has him eating wings, so he's going to like
already?
It. I think it's an or old... Somebody posted it. It's an old Insta, so he likes wings. He'll like it here.
Okay.
803-0550. It's time to see what's going on in the chat. It's been a busy day on the YouTube chat.
Jimmy Vaughn.
Am I Vaughn?
I know we haven't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
Good morning to the chat on YouTube. The chat we're treating now as a character on the show.
No. See, that's why I love it. We don't even have to mention a guy and just bam, everyone's fist fighting in the chat.
The chat is like, you know, you look out in your backyard and you see, like, what are the dogs doing out there? And you just find out, like, they're after something. Also known as the bullpen. Sometimes it's referred to as the bullpen, the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Part of what happened in the chat today, listen, we got a lot of new viewers. It's great. Recapping the draft. Welcome to YouTube if you're watching us for stream there or Twitch. We had a lot of people show up and try on new bits. I'm going to be the guy that yells things in the chat. Mm-hmm. You know, it polices itself. But one fun thing they did. They are trying to figure out what Chris Brown's inevitable Mad Max pick six call will be. When Max Harrison gets his first pick six, what will Chris Brown's Mad Max call be? The chat was trying on Mad Max beyond Thunderdome to the end zone. A lot of ideas.
What if he... What's the line in Mad Max?
Which one?
The one I'm thinking of. If he screams, "What a lovely day!"
What? That's the War Boys. Yeah,
yeah.
Assemble the War Boys. Witness me. There's a good one. Witness me. Although Witness Max me. Doesn't say those things.
Right. That's right.
I mean, it depends how deep of a pull you want here. We're going Fury Road. That's bait. Mad Max says that's bait. Sorry, I love that movie. Anyway,
I was going to say, I'm already tapped out.
You are?
You look like you're ready to go on this one.
Mad Max Fury Road's a flawless movie. It's incredible. Should have won Best Picture. I'll tell you. I'll go that far.
Best Picture?
It won a million Oscars. It actually did. It won a lot. And it probably should have won Best Picture, but they're afraid to give Best Picture to Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah, it won Best Costume Design, Sound Mixing, Film Editing, Production Design, Director.
Best Director.
Oh, wait. This might just be what it's...
What it was nominated for? It won a bunch.
Because I see Best Picture on
it. It was nominated for Best Picture.
Okay, this must just be nominations then.
Yeah.
But it was nominated for everything.
They were afraid to give it Best Picture.
Wow. What won Best Picture that year?
They didn't want us to live in a world where Mad Max Fury Road was the Best Picture. But it was.
Yeah. Spotlight won in 2016. Okay, that's deserved. The movie is tremendous.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what's going on in the chat.
The Bills have drafted since, I'm not going to go all the way, make you go all back to 1978. They've drafted two players out of Kentucky.
No, it's more than that. Two others?
More than that?
Yeah.
I've only got two others.
Okay, two others. I know the two.
Yeah.
Ray Davis and Stevie Johnson.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
That the Bills have drafted out of Kentucky. I don't have anybody else.
Who else went to Kentucky? Tim Couch?
Like since I've like 78 for the Bills. I was looking at that. Josh Allen. Went to Kentucky. The other Josh Allen.
Joshua Hines Allen now.
He's now Joshua Hines.
Formerly Josh Allen, now Joshua Hines Allen.
Yep.
Will Levis.
Will Levis is good. Right. That's out of...
Jared Lorenzen.
That's out of Kentucky. Jared Lorenzen. How about Andre Woodson? Quarterback from Kentucky.
Okay.
Was awesome in college. Wendell Robinson. Let's go further back than this. How about... Remembering some guys that went to Kentucky. Randall Cobb went to Kentucky.
All right.
Did you have that one? Fourth overall, Dwayne Robertson of the Jets in 2003.
Okay.
I don't even know that name. Was he a bust? There's Tim Couch, first overall. Not. I'm looking through the list. Not a outstanding history of Kentucky Wildcats in the NFL, I got to say. There's not been a Pro Bowler that went to Kentucky Since Joshua Hines Allen, 2019. All also, right. Ladarius Smith went to Kentucky. Basketball school. It's basketball school.
Well, thanks, Max Hairston. 803-0550, our number, 1-888-550-2550. The Browns. Mason Graham.
Yeah.
Mason Graham for the Browns. I don't know how many times I've ever seen him go into there.
Never.
Because they traded down.
Right, because they were going to pick at two, and them picking him at two would have just been nuts. Are the Giants going to trade a pass rusher now because they drafted Abdul Carter?
And they have Kayvon Thibodeau and Brian Burns and Abdul Carter?
Yep. I mean, pass rusher is still, like, star pass rusher, more so, to me, is still the idea for the Bills, if it ever comes about. Other than, I mean receiver, but I'm just losing sleep thinking about that. And Thibodeau, along with Hendrickson, maybe, being potential options.
Yep.
You know, Parsons and the Cowboys haven't signed, too. I'm going to wait to be thinking about that one. But I feel like there's still some ideas out there that are worth exploring.
803-0550, the phone number, if you want to give us a ring. We still have a little time left in the show today. So, draft party tonight at Wayland.
Yeah, stop by. It's an amazing venue.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time.
The building is beautiful if you've never been
they
there.
They have an NFL-themed menu for everybody tonight, and I also was checking out the special for tonight. So
okay.
It's not a ticketed event, so here's what we're going to do for tonight. Draft Day 2 party, $25 for a mini beef on weck, 5 wings, fries, and a beer. So beef on weck, 5 wings, fries, and a beer.
Love it.
At Wayland, $25. Come on out. I want to see their menu. I wonder what the menu is for tonight, the draft-themed menu. I'm going to see if I can get that for you.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'm going to reach out because it's a great spot. Their food's great.
Yep. TV's everywhere. There's the patio, too. If you've never been there, the patio is beautiful. And I think it's supposed to be okay tonight, but we might get a little rain.
We might get a little rain. We're all going out golfing today. We're team event, and we'll see what we're going to do here. It's supposed to rain around in this area, like around 5 or 6, and it's going to be light. Like, the chance of rain is low.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your rain gear. It won't rain.
What about like a team match play? Where like it's me versus you and Owen versus Josh.
Team best ball match?
Yeah. Because we were going to play 13, which we explained yesterday, which is a great game.
We can still do that.
Is there such a thing as team 13? Probably not, right?
I'm not sure.
I think it'd be too easy because your best ball would be, you're going to have so many pars and I guess you could have a hole where both guys get a double or something.
We could just do team best ball handicap.
It's always good.
What's everybody's handicap these days?
14.
Okay.
I know it's not good, but I don't know what mine is. Probably around the 20s somewhere, low 20s.
No, it's not the 20s.
It's not the 20s.
You broke 90 recently.
No, I didn't. I broke 100 recently. I averaged like mid-90s last year.
Maybe he's close to 20.
Averaging mid-90s is not a 20.
In the 20s, though, is strong. Maybe you're approaching 20. I don't think he's in the 20s.
Maybe like 18.
All right. We'll see.
Yeah,
that's why 13's good.
Yeah, I'm around like 13, 14 right now, too.
All right.
Big match.
This golf tournament, by the way, this week is the worst golf tournament of the year.
Which one is it?
The Zurich Classic.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the match play, but nobody really cares about it. I'm not into it at all.
I'm with you.
Which is good that we have the draft and playoffs happening at the same time, because I've been watching a lot of golf, and this will be the one weekend where I watch almost zero.
Lawrence writes in on Chris Brown's future call for Max Hairston. Maxwell to the house. Good to the last
Wade,
drop.
Wait, that's great.
That is pretty good.
It took me a second.
That is pretty good.
Maxwell to the house.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a... I hope he's listening right now.
That's a good one.
That's such a good
one.
If
he wants to go by Max, maybe you don't do that.
Yeah.
Max Power. How about the episode of The Simpsons where Homer changes his name to Max Power? You probably don't know that's fine.
I don't know that
it's
one.
It's a funny one. Max
There's
Power.
Too many Simpsons episodes. I can't remember.
I will agree to that. There are too many Simpsons episodes.
There's like 10,000 Simpsons episodes.
That might not be.
Hey, remember that Simpsons episode? Which one over the 40 years that it's been airing?
Max Hairston.
There's 782 Simpsons episodes, by the way.
That's a lot.
Not 10,000. All right.
Extendo Sports, when we get back, Sal has the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. So he's in, and of course, we got coverage of the draft tonight. We'll see you out at Wayland, and, you know, come on by. Hopefully get a nice night. And, yeah, all right, Extendo Sports, we'll wrap things up. I got the stat of the day when we return, and then Sal.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.